Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome back to the fifth. No, they're not gonna like that. They're gonna cancel us.
That's it. That's it. We're done.
Five.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Five. We're fired. We're all fired. All right. Let's try again. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me once again this week is Evan Bulris.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, it's going great, you little food robber, you.
Oh.
How you doing, buddy?
Aw, shucks.
How was your, what I've been calling vacation?
Yeah, my work trip?
Yes.
So I thought that was funny that you said vacation, because people are sending me messages like asking me how it's going, and I'm like, I'm in California behind a desk working at a computer. I don't understand what you mean right now.
Well, as usual, Evan, I lie to our audience. No, I think I said vacation at the time, because I was like, I don't know.
It may have been at Disney if currently.
If he wants what he's doing out. So I'm just like, you know what? I'll just say vacation and we'll go from there.
That's fair. It was, I was out in California for work, and then we had some time after Monday when we got there, and my boss is like, yo, do you want to go to Disney? And I said, yes. So we went to Disney.
And went to?
Galaxy's Edge.
How was it?
It was great, actually.
Yeah.
I loved every bit of it. First thing we did was we hit It's a Small World. And it's just as terrible as you think it is, and I loved it.
Perfect.
Broken dolls and everything a little bit through. That was great. That went on way longer than I thought I was going to, too. But no, Galaxy's Edge is actually awesome. Like, I was skeptical about what Disney would do with the brand. I mean, yeah, it's super, don't get me wrong, it's super merched, right? Like, they've got, like, the First Order store and the Resistance Outpost and the special, like, area for all the collectibles, and I don't care. It was great. It was super fun.
All right, what did you get to do, Evan?
Oh, okay.
Don't leave us in suspense.
No, that's okay.
What happened?
I answered the first question. So, we hit the Smuggler's Run, the actual ride they had out there where you get the Millennium Falcon. Unfortunately, my buddy and I only got the gunner seat, and there's six seats. And if you ever get on that ride, try to be the pilot. That's the fun one.
How do you do that?
You don't really do it like on purpose. They randomly hand you a card. So if you go with buddies, or if there's six of you going, if you're listening to this, try to coerce your way into getting the pilot. Tell your friends that Gunner's going to be real cool, and you're not just slamming a button on the side of the machine. But it was a lot of fun. The two people we had in front, was an older lady and her husband, who was a little inebriated, and he didn't know what was going on, and she didn't know what was going on, and so they kept ramming into everything, and every time he hits them, the whole thing shakes.
Oh, perfect.
And so it was like this couple behind us, me and my buddy, and those two, and they'd hit everything you could hit. And so we're like always getting like buckled up, like getting jutted around, like... but other than that, like, that was a super fun ride. We waited only an hour, which was not bad for Disney, but that's the first time I've ever waited an hour for anything like that.
Yeah, but dude, I literally, what was it, back in April I was in Disney and waited 70 minutes for the Avatar ride, so, and that one's been there for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
So only an hour for a brand new ride in Star Wars Land? That is not bad. And this is, for those of you listening, this Disneyland, which
yeah,
is
the California
not yep. Disney World, which is Florida.
Correct, yeah. So we did that, and then we got out, then we did the Galaxy Tour, where C-3PO and R2-D2 fly around the galaxy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The one that they've had for a while.
Yeah, that was fun.
Star Tours.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. Yeah, we each bought a Fast Pass. We're like, yeah, we're going to use this. The only ride we could was that.
Oh, yeah, because so, it's the older ride.
Yeah. So, whoops. But that was still cool to see. That was a lot of fun. Then we did, I built a lightsaber. That was super fun, actually. I thought, okay, so a little story about that. So we get there, and I walk up. I'm like, give me one of them lightsabers, though. And they say, hey, do you have an appointment? I'm like, uh-oh, I may have goofed. So we open up the app, and we're going down and going down. I'm like, oh, crap, we're not going to be able to make one. So 8:15 is our only spot.
Yeah.
So boom, take it. And then I'm walking around, and it's like $200 to make one. And I'm like, him and hot, because I had like 4 hours to think about it. And I'm like, you know what, man, I don't want the saber. Let's just cancel. He's like, cool. So he opens it up. you have to cancel a day ahead of time or else you get charged $200.
Oh, man.
So you might as well just do it anyway, and I don't regret it. After I got in there, and you get like a little show of making it, and they go through all the crystals, and actually, yeah. I was just up here with Jay. I had mine shipped back over to me. I had to take it apart because some things got beat up on the shipping, but it came out pretty good.
And he shipped that himself, folks. That wasn't a Disney...
Yeah, no. They do not. I don't know if they do or not, but I did not.
I think
them
do they
it.
Do because I bought, actually. So maybe in the future, if we start doing video podcasts again, I have a Slave One painting that's like one of so many limited edition painting that I got from the Star Wars store in Disney World.
Yeah,
and yeah, you can. They'll ship it to you.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I didn't know. And then I was looking at like, can I take this as a carry on? And they said mostly yes. It's not a big deal. It's your personal item, but
right.
My work set up my flights, and sometimes they'll
save, you didn't want to mess it up for them.
Well, they'll save money, and you don't get a personal item because I had my bag, I had my like laptop on me, and then I check the bag because I'm not carrying that around.
Right.
And then I'm like, I don't know what flight I have. Maybe it says like you don't get to check an item, and I'm like, cool. They're just gonna someone gets a lightsaber.
Cool. Yeah.
So that was cool. We hit, walked around all the shops. We actually sat down and eat immediately in the food emporium.
That's great.
Yeah, we just walked in, got food, sat down, ate, and left.
What did you have?
It was like the fried nip, yip nip. It was fried chicken and mashed potatoes, more or less. It was good.
Is that blue milk?
I did actually. I got really sick off it, so I bought one of the collector like milk jugs.
Oh yeah,
and so it's like a.
What do you mean? Got sick off it to find this?
I drank a lot of it.
Oh okay.
And so I was like walking around like, it's not an alcoholic, but I felt drunk because I just had so much. So I'm like yelling at kids. I'm like, yeah, get out of my way! Yeah. So I'm like going through.
You got drunk on blue milk?
It was. I was sick, but I'd also been up almost 24 hours at that point because of flight and everything. So. I was a little delirious, but I got that. Was pretty good. I managed to get so right. All the bottles there are have Arabish on them. They look like thermal detonators, things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I got a Coke, and my friend got a water, and then he just threw it away.
Oh,
yeah, you know. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I went boo. He's like, what? I'm like, okay. First off, if you didn't just want that to have it because it's cool, people are selling those for like $20 online. He goes, excuse me, what? And I go, yeah. And so he goes back, and he's like, I'll take a water, I'll take a Diet Pepsi, I'll take a Sprite, I'll take a Coke. So he walked out with his armful of drinks. Like, he's like, wait, these are collectible? I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay. So he bought a bunch. We walked through all the places, like saw the OG Sabers you can just get, like Luke's or all that. They have their store is actually pretty cool. Just amount of like random Star Wars stuff they have.
Hmm.
And I also recommend... I read an article earlier that I didn't know about. Buy a gift card for the place because it comes on a credit chit, like a steel credit chit that you can use and you get to keep afterwards. So
yeah,
you'll be spending. It's a minimum 100, but you're going to Disney. Well, you're spending at least $100.
So if you're thinking about it ahead of time, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You get if you know you're gonna go build a lightsaber, get yourself the $100, get a $200 gift card,
and then you get this cool like credit chit that comes in this Arabish case.
Yeah.
Like this was spur of the moment when we went. We got out and it was like 4 or 3 o'clock out there, and he's like,
yeah,
"Have you ever been to Disney?
These are all good."
Yeah, he's like, "You ever been to Disney?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "Hey, let's go," and it was packed on a random Monday night in October. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm used to theme parks. I used to live up in upstate New York, and there's a place called The Great Escape, and it wasn't even open during the week, right? It just didn't even bother. And so to have a place that was that crammed full of people was nuts.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. As someone who has been to Disney World a few times, I wonder, based on your... what you think is busy and what I think are busy, because
fact
that you're only in line for an hour for the Millennium Falcon ride, I got a feeling it wasn't as busy as it could have been.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I will say that was kind of lousy about that, so we're waiting in line, right, and they have, like, you start off in, like, a Star Wars-y area.
Yeah.
And then they bring you in the back, and there's just tape on the floor where you're supposed to, like, snake around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so it's just tape, right? Like, they didn't put up, like, even a rope or anything, so I'm like... okay, guys, like, I get it. Like, you're phoning in a little bit here.
Yeah.
And then they had people walking around with spray bottles, and because you're literally just standing,
in
right?
In the sun, yeah.
Yeah, that was, but that was cool. Then we left before all the fireworks and everything going, because we didn't want to get caught in the traffic, because we were already counted our blessings that we got to do everything we wanted to do.
Yeah, I have to look. So when, oh gosh, what was this? A couple of years ago, when Force Awakens. I'm sorry.
Yep.
When Force Awakens came out, I was down at Disney World and with the family, and they had like this. You paid some extra money. It was at night. And you went to Hollywood Studios, and they had this huge fireworks display. All the characters came out. They played the movies in the background.
Oh, that's cool.
And, like, not the full movie, yeah, but, you know, yeah, like, long-form clips. And then they actually had, like, you could, for extra money, you could get in this, like, catered, roped-off area,
yeah.
Which we did. And you got all these Star Wars, like, snacks that all looked cool. Like Star Wars stuff. They had Star Wars alcoholic beverages. They had, I have it somewhere. They had these Chewbacca collectible, like, steins that you got. Like,
oh, that's
just
cool.
That was part of your, like, you paid the money to get into that. You
cool.
got it.
Yeah.
You got that as your entry gift. And so, like, it's going to be interesting. Like, I know they have a whole park, but I can't wait to see, like, kind of what else they do with that from, like, a celebration standpoint. Like, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, so funny you say that. So they're adding a First Order ride or another attraction.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that's all indoor. It's going to be, like, the largest indoor or something, I think I read.
Yeah, so we were walking around, and there's two guys, and there's a lot of sounds coming out from this, like, looked like walkway you could walk through. And I walk up, and I go, hey, what's this? Because everyone was asking. And he goes, do you know what base this is? And I'm like, Echo, Yavin, you know, so I started going out through every base. He's like, nope, it's a new Resistance base. If you can name it, we'll tell you about it. And I'm like, the movie's not out yet, Jack. You know, I'm like, look, you know, I'm like, luckily I was coming down my high from Blue Milk. And I'm like, you're kind of talking to a guy who knows a little bit about Star Wars. I'm not saying I'm the most, but I could write, like, I've even, like, pre-ordered the Black Spire book, whatever. And so I didn't know it, so he sent me off. But they paid two guys to stand there and just tell people to come back in January. Huh. Like, that's...
I wonder what would have happened if you knew it.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't think you would have, because I'm guessing they made it up.
Yeah, they could have been, because, like...
Well, because that whole Galaxy's Edge is... What's it called?
Black Spire Outpost.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the actual... It's Black Spires.
So, right... what's the planet it's supposed to be on? Baku or something?
Baku, I think.
Yeah, something like that, right? And so... That's all new. That wasn't part of canon. They made that canon for the...
Yeah, and what killed me is, like, so they're like, well, what's left of the Resistance? I'm like, it's on a Millennium Falcon. Like, right. At the end of Last Jedi is... Not Last Jedi?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, jeez.
It's like 12, it's like 10 or 12 people.
Yeah, I'm like, that's it. They have a Falcon. So over there is what you got left, yeah. Right? Like, but I it was fine. So then we walked around some more, and then we, it was nice because... Maybe if I had one more day, I would have seen some other stuff I didn't want to, but I could have spent some more time just walking around Galaxy's Edge. It was cool.
So was there any, like, were they role-playing at all? Was that, like, how was that?
So funny, when we walked in, it was Kylo Ren was interrogating the audience about where the Rebel spies are, where the Resistance spies are, and the little stage show going. But then actually the best part were two First Order troopers walking around, like, hassling people. So they'd see people on a cell phone and be like, what's on that data pad? And they can't. They say canned things, right? They can't just say whatever they want. So they're like, you know, hand over that data pad. And people are like, ugh. And then, like, they're hassling this old lady in, like, a wheelchair thing.
Yeah.
And then Chewbacca came over and, like, shoved him around. And Ray came and, like, sticked him off. And then, so that was really, like, and the worst part was, I'm just like, big, smile on my face. I'm like, it's just like the movies, yeah. You know, like, yay, Star Wars. Like, I didn't care. Like, that was, I know it's just, it's great. I don't care the guys in suits. It was cool. Like, seeing the Falcon, like, life-size was, I know it's just a prop, but man, that was awesome. I took, like...
They have other ships there, too, right?
They had that one. They had the new, like, little Imperial one that they use for stage shows. They had one sitting on top of the building. I didn't get a shot of it. Kind of looked like a Hawk, like a Hawk 290. A little bit the back, but I couldn't tell. But no, it was... they did have, like, a T-70 and then an A-Wing kind of just, like, parked on the ground. They had a bunch of speeders.
Yeah.
Just kind of parked that you kind of go look at. The droid workshop was interesting. I didn't have time nor interest to do that when I was there. But if you build a droid, it interacts with everything around the park in the Star Wars area.
Oh.
So you kind of, like, you bring it around with you and it, like, squeaks and beeps and does all that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's not something new as far as technology-wise for those parks, right? Like, they have, so they have in Epcot, in Disney World, you could go do the Phineas and Ferb, Perry the Platypus spy thing.
Yeah.
And you go into the different places around the world, and you have, like, this, it's like a cell phone, basically.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you to go, like, go to Mexico and go look for this. And when you go, it activates these, like, animatronics in Mexico. And they, like, pop up and start shooting at stuff. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, so that's, you know, and Harry Potter World has that. And then they also, in Magic Kingdom, they have a card game, collectible card game. And you go and you have to go fight the villains around Magic Kingdom. And you, like, scan the cards at these screens, and then they, like, the villain pops up and starts fighting you, and you pull out cards. Like, it's almost like magic. So you're pulling out, like, instants and sorceries and stuff to fight the villain.
That's cool.
So, yeah, so it's interesting to see what they're doing with that. I'm still on the fence of whether or not I like Disney and Star Wars together. I don't know.
I gotta say, it was... I kind of went in with, like, a lower expectation because I'm like, well, it's going to be super, like, stores everywhere. Like, right? Like, right. It's going to be super, like, monetized and it's fine, but it was awesome.
Oh,
like,
good.
Just walk around just to, like, they had, like, even, like, the place to eat, like, it just all felt, like, super cool.
That's
and,
good.
It all felt very Star Wars, and that was what I was afraid it wouldn't. I was afraid it's going to feel like, you're right, you've been to some crappy theme parks before where it's like, wow, this is lousy, but all the Star Wars stuff was, like, on point.
That's good.
No, it was awesome. That was very good. I'd recommend, if you're in the area, to go. I kind of got a once-in-a-lifetime chance for myself there. But, you know, you and I have been kicking around just jetting out there for a day and then coming back.
Oh, yeah, down to Orlando.
Yeah, not tomorrow. No, I mean, like,
yeah.
Maybe in a year or two we'll just make a trip when they got the new rides out or something.
Right. Yeah. That would be fun.
We can do a fifth trooper report.
Ooh, direct coming to you live from Galaxy's Edge.
It'd be really funny if we just brought, like, our Legion stuff, and we just, like, cleared out an area, set up a table, and just started playing, like, Star Wars Legion, and then people coming up. Because they didn't, I was surprised there was no Fantasy Flight games. You think that'd be the place to sell it, right? Like, hey, check out this.
Maybe.
Because they just had stores everywhere, right? So you walk in, like, hey, here's a Star Wars game you could take with you or something. And I didn't see a single, like, FFG toy, like, game product there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I figured I'd find, like, maybe an X-Wing starter, right? Like, hey, like, X-Wings, here you go, right?
Right.
So I was kind of surprised, but that'd be funny. Well, just, like, flash mob a Legion game in the middle of a...
we could do that. Sure. Let's do it.
Get kicked out of Disney by Stormtroopers because we're playing Star Wars.
Perfect. I love it. All right. So that was our Trash Pandas trip. Out west.
I ate a lot of food and it was great.
You don't say. You ate a lot of food? Come on, tell me more about that.
Yeah.
What'd you have? What was your favorite food that you had out in California?
Farmers. They had a good burger. Then Del Taco. That was good too.
Oh, yeah. Did they make you eat out of the trash cans in the back? Or were you allowed in the restaurant?
Well, you see, if you just go outside and wait in the dumpsters, they just throw the food to you. So I don't even have to pay for it, suckers.
Hey, you guys get throw those tacos.
These are hot
out?
Tips I'm giving all the listeners, right?
Perfect. Perfect. So that was Evan's correspondence from Galaxy's Edge in Anaheim. So let's talk Legion news.
News from the week in Legion.
All right, so now coming in Legion news, it looks like officially that Clone Wars will be out this Friday. They put up...
Fingers crossed, yeah.
So the reason I say that, for those of you that don't know, on their Facebook page and their Twitter account, yesterday or the day before, Sunday or Monday, I don't remember, they had posts about... It's official, Clone Wars, October 18th, so... I think it might happen.
Hopefully. I'm
I mean, we've been told this a number of times.
Yeah. How they can't hurt me anymore, Jay. They can't hurt me anymore.
Oh, they can. You just wait and see. When they throw out dinner and don't ask you if you want the leftovers.
It's just wasteful. It's just wasteful.
That'll hurt.
Just wasteful.
So, yes, so here's hoping that Clone Wars core sets and the B1s and Clone Troopers will be out this Friday. And actually, Evan, you owe me some B1s.
I do, actually. Though I had to try to strip all the paint off the ones you gave me. In return, and Simple Green for 4 days did not get that primer off, even with some scrubbing.
Why are you trying to take my primer off? I primed them all for you. They're ready to go. You just paint them now, buddy.
I don't want that primer. That wasn't part of the deal.
What?
Cut them off those bases.
The base thing I get. So what Evan and I are talking about is we got some core sets from Gen Con. We decided to split them, but I had forgotten that we were going to split them, so I had glued all the clones together and based them and primed them, and we're like ready to go with them. And Evan, I guess, doesn't like the prime for some reason, or the base, which I did a fantastic job on the base, and he's just being a real a-hole about it and trying to strip them, and I don't know why.
Though Simple Green got the ones off that you... Well, look, I had my own design. I had my own plans for these
guys. It's a prime, though. Why do you got to get rid of the primer? Just paint it. Paint over it. That's what the primer's for.
I want to prime them black. You primed them, like, teal.
I didn't prime them teal. They're like a bone white because of that. That's that Citadel primer I was testing out for the...
contrast?
Yeah, for the contrast paints.
Well, it's gross, all right?
You're gross. Why are you trying to strip them? Just paint over them. I didn't put that thick of a prime on them.
Easy.
You know what? I don't even care if you think they are yours. They're not. They're mine still. And no matter what you say...
Well, you could take them back, all right?
I will take them back. Yeah,
bring them right back.
You can shove them right up your butt, because you know what? Wow, I'm getting real sick of this. You know, I went ahead, I paid for these corsets, and I go ahead and give you half of both of them.
Here we go.
And primed and put together, and all I hear is complaints.
Uh-huh, yep.
I even put green stuff on them to cover some of the gaps. So I did all the hard work, and now you're just typical raccoon coming in here and complaining about
free. What else do you do for me, Jay, on these? What else do you do for me, huh?
And I put a beautiful base on them. That base, you said, when I handed them, you're like, whoa, you did a really good job with this base. It looks great. And I said, I know. And then you're like, but I'm going to cut it all off.
I sure did. So the Simple Green got all the rocks off. And it just...
I hate you on so many levels. What is wrong with you?
So, yeah, I'll just have to repaint them.
But give me my B1s.
Jeez.
I need me some of those, some of them upgrade cards.
Yeah. So you want separate B1s, right? Because I need core set B1s.
No, I need two, the new box B1s, Androidicas, and then we'll be even.
Androidicas, okay. So I'll just...
Or Droidecas, or whatever stupid people call them.
Well, easy. Well, you are fired up.
You know what?
You're fired up.
Whoever you stupid people are out there that call them stupid names, stop being stupid.
All right. You can't... Look. Put the Diet Pepsi down. You've had enough.
I'll never put it down. You can pry this on my cold, dead hands.
Was this the news anyway?
Let's get back. So, Clone Wars, B1s, and Phase 1s will be out hopefully Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, and then moving on to more news. Today, I don't even know what today is. Tuesday the 15th, they released...
Spoilers for the Civil War unit expansions. Yeah.
And so we got a closer look at the T-21 Stormtrooper, range 1-3, 4 white dice, critical 2.
Okay, yeah, he's an expansion just to the normal Stormtrooper.
He's a heavy.
Squadron. Yep. He's a heavy 4. And how much?
Is he a heavy or a regular?
No, he's a heavy. Yep, and he costs 27 points for 4 white with critical 2. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's interesting.
You missed that
range 4. Why do I care about that?
Critical 2.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you surge anyway. I guess you're just trying to punch armor or punch over cover, I guess.
Maybe. Okay, so then the RT-97C Stormtrooper, another heavy, range 1-4, 1 red dice, 3 white dice for 26 points. That one I'm more interested in. Because that is...
Oh.
I know, hold on, I'm trying to skip ahead. Did they have the other ones in here?
You just goofing
this. Oh, buddy. Yeah, here it is. Okay, so... Yeah, for 24 points, the DLT-19 1-4, 2 red, impact 1. So then you... For what, 2 more points?
Two more points, you get two more white die. You're like, it's like a...
You're dropping your red for three white.
Yeah.
And impact.
I mean, because you're going to be throwing, what, four, five, six, seven white and one red. So you're throwing, like, eight dice for a shot. That's not bad.
Yeah.
And you surge, so you're three out of eight that you're going to do at least a hit.
Like, normally I would say okay, but, like, the thing...
It's all right.
The thing that weirds me out about this and why I don't think this one will be as strong is because... I believe vehicles are coming back in the meta with the ATRTs, yeah. Tank, and ATSTs. We've been seeing a lot of those lists. So without having impact...
Yeah, maybe like one or two of these guys to just throw suppression out, and then maybe just go back to some DLTs or the rocket. Now, coming up next is...
I find it interesting. Hold on, yeah. I'm sorry. But you have to pay more. It's two more points.
Because you could theoretically
for less.
You could theoretically get more hits.
Maybe, but I don't think it's as strong. But anyways, that's cool.
I mean, especially with all the ways they get to reroll with aim tokens. Like,
yeah.
The odds of, like... So, when you're throwing at cover, you're getting at least a suppression with a red. And a lot of times with the DLT, and you're shooting at range for it, you're just hoping for a suppression anyway. With that gun, you have more of a chance to get a critical. Because you got... Well, it's one out of... eight on to get a crit anyway and a red die, so it's one out of eight, so you're just hoping for crits, like,
yeah, that's, you know, fair.
Just taking
so Stormtrooper Captain, he's 15 points, he goes in the regular slot,
yep,
and he you gain a training, or is that training or the other
yep,
one
looks like
training
it.
Upgrade icon. When you activate, you cannot remove suppression tokens or be suppressed during this activation, and he becomes the leader. Now
he's a tap.
Yeah, it's exhaustible for what?
To do that ability.
Oh, to get, when you activate, you cannot remove suppression tokens.
I believe so. Otherwise, what's the tap for?
Right. Well, it's just odd that it has you gain the upgrade slot, but then...
I think it's just worded poorly. Oh, because like with other leaders, it's a little bit more cut and dry.
Yeah.
So how I'm understanding it, he's a leader, so he becomes your new leader of the unit. You get the training slots. You could put... Hunter's good. Overwatch isn't bad.
Right.
Especially with Krennic's deploy the garrison, that makes them a little bit better. You don't have to have Death Troopers for that. And then I believe it's a tap.
When you activate, you tap it, you remove a suppression token. You cannot remove suppression tokens, but you can't be suppressed.
Yeah, I just don't... because you rally before you do anything, right?
Yeah.
So I guess you can... If you had two...
Well, that's why I don't understand the exhaust on him. That's what I'm saying.
I just think it should make a clause, like, do this before you rally, maybe?
Right, because when you activate, you cannot remove suppression tokens or be suppressed during the activation.
So, I mean, if you were in Near Vader or somebody who and you had, like, 100 suppression on you, you can tap them to not be suppressed for the turn.
Right.
That's not bad.
That makes sense.
That's not bad. I just... to me, like, you need... It's always under the assumption that you're in a leader's control bubble.
Yep.
So let's say you had three on you, and you tap it, and then maybe you do something that gives you less... Maybe, like, people load up suppression on you. So you grab a objective and you double move away, and then you can't... Like, I think it's fine. It's weird that... it's just how the timing windows work. It's just a little confusing, I think. But otherwise, I think it's pretty solid.
All right. Duncan
Cover. And considering how much suppression stuff's coming out, maybe it might be required you take a couple of those in your guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Well, okay. So then if you get that captain and then you add duck and cover, right? So then they get, you know.
Oh, they get at least a cover when they're out in the middle of nowhere for that first shot, right?
Yeah. There's a Stormtrooper Specialist that's an exhaust as well. Add a Stormtrooper Specialist Mini. He goes in the fifth trooper slot.
He gives him the... Yeah, oh, yep.
You gain the equipment upgrade icon.
Yep.
You gain one aim token or a surge token.
As a free action, you can...
tap him and gain...
Yeah, tap and gain a aim and a surge.
Or.
Yeah, oh, and. Oh, is it? Oh, yep. Okay.
That's interesting. That's a lot of points, but...
I mean, you get the gear slot, so you could give him... maybe you just take like a babysitter squad of like four guys, add him, and then
give him,
you
like, recon or something.
Yeah, and then just hand out a name to a buddy with the goggles, because he's holding goggles up, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. He's obviously prepped to use those.
Oh, yeah, he could take the electro binoculars.
And then spotter somebody and then give gain a game himself or something.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah, or unhindered or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's get into the Rebels. So the SX-21 Trooper, range 1 to 2, 2 red, 2 white, impact 1 for 20 points. I like that they give you guys, they give the Rebels impact, but they're like, yeah, it's going to be at range 2, though.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, for 20 points, I think he's a real good take. He's funny. He's a shotgun. He's right. A goofy guy with a shotgun.
I just think it's like, you know,
you get impact, but it's you gotta be like next to the tank.
You gotta be in within the death circle.
Yeah, right. he's fine for 20 points. Sure, right.
Right.
He's not bad.
I just thought it was funny. no, all right.
This gun.
The DLT-20A Trooper, range 1 to 4, 2 black, 1 white, critical 1 for 26 points. So Rebels, there's your range 4. They've been dying for this.
Yeah, I'm a little upset that they have it. So here's the thing, like having a faction identity is important in this game. So having Imperials being able to, like, their thing is 1 to 4. Like, that's kind of their thing. That right. Handing out aims, right?
Okay.
Whereas Rebels were gaining dodges and then having better close range weapons. That was kind of the dichotomy, right? So I'm not I'm not quite sure what they're going through for droids and clones don't have enough information yet to really get a feel for them. Besides, they kind of clones kind of do
share
the better of both guns, and then droids you just get a lot of them. So this, it's fine. And I mean, I'm not saying the Rebels don't need or deserve a gun like this. So it's 1 to 4 because more or less a DLT that they'll always take for the extra 4 points over Z6, right? Like, I don't see why you wouldn't unless you really want the Z6. It's 4 points cheaper and you get more dice, but
yeah, I think you'd end up doing a mix. So I would have like a couple Z6 and then a couple of these, right?
Yeah, I think it's just, I just find it interesting because it doesn't feel rebel-y to me. Me is like, more guaranteed results at closer range than longer range shots. But, you know, what do I know? I guess I see like an X-Wing, for example, like the Imperials used to never have a ship that had a turret. That was a Rebel thing. And then they got an aggressor that took a turret. And it was like, they didn't need that. It's the faction identity of Imperials was not having turrets in 1.0 anyway. So that, I saw that and I was a little upset with that. So this is nowhere near that, where I'm like, they don't, like, you're just adding a range. You're not adding a whole different upgrade card that they didn't have access to, right?
Yeah.
I just see it and I'm like, well, okay, it's fine. I just think the faction identity was like better close range stuff. Like when you get like fleet troopers, when they get close, they can go toe-to-toe with Death Troopers.
Oh, right? Yeah. They just got to get close.
Yeah, yeah. They throw, and they're much cheaper than Death Troopers.
Right.
Do, like, almost the same, like, yeah, thing, no, close range, fair. Right?
Yeah.
And they have Pierce 1. Like, I see, fleets are my iconic Rebel unit. They're real squishy when they get up, but when they get close to you, they'll hurt, right? Pierce 1, 2 red, yep. All that stuff. So this is, it's fine. It's good, and I don't see a problem with it. I just don't feel like it feels like they're a faction, right?
Oh, yep, that's fair. All right, so moving on. They got a captain as well. Gain the training slot. When you activate, you cannot remove suppress tokens or be suppressed during this activation. 14 points, and he's exhaustible. Tap, another tap ability.
Yep, so he's good.
Offensive push. This is not a rebel only thing. While performing a move, gain tactical 1. It's tap for 4 points, training slot.
That's really good.
I guess the tap throws me off.
It's not. Thing is, this not a. Is this considered an action?
No,
it's not. It's just considered a free thing to do that you have to reset. Okay, because I know it's weird. Because sometimes they say specifically they give you that double arrow to say do this as for free.
Uh-huh.
Because otherwise you would never get to use this.
No,
right?
You would do is at the beginning of your action or activation, you tap this. So now, after you perform a standard move, you gain a name token.
Honestly, I think it's real good.
So it gives you 3 actions for that turn.
Yep. I think I like how they're putting a lot more exhaust cards in to make recover more of a action to take.
I think this is offensive push seems like a good card for Imperial, especially with Veers, because then you can do like a recover with him on a 3 pip.
Yep. And you can get that your captain back. Let's say you do that Captain Rocket.
Yeah.
Not that you could use a rocket in that same turn, but
that would be crazy.
You know, like you could maybe used it earlier.
Yeah. clicking through stuff because that's what I do. All right, and then they have the Rebel Trooper Specialists. Same thing as the Imperial one. 14 points, gain a dodge token or a surge token for a free action. You have to exhaust this, and you gain the equipment upgrade slot.
So, like, when I was talking about faction identity earlier, like, right, like, that feels Rebel because it gives you a dodge, and the Imperial one feels Imperial because it gives you a name, right? Like, that feels like that faction, and I like that.
Yeah, and it's interesting they're using emergency systems. That's crazy expensive now.
Yeah. So like, I saw 8, and I'm like, oh, yeah. No, oh, no.
12. It's like I definitely 12. Wouldn't use that on core troopers.
And you know what? I say that, and there's going to be some guy who, like, has that clutch moment where he puts those 2 damage on emergency systems and wins the game because he held a
objective. Yeah, it'll be one guy.
It won't be me.
Who cares?
But I don't know.
All right. Good.
Cool. Yeah, I think so.
All right, that's news. All right, so that was news. We're going to do something a little strange. I was thinking about this. Like, we got a lot going on as a network, quote unquote. And sure. So I thought we could kind of do a little bit of a state of the network address here.
Okay.
Just to let everybody know what's doing.
Sure.
So we have our mats on pre-order still. We placed the order with the manufacturer, and so those are getting manufactured. And should be here end of November, beginning of December.
That's actually not too bad.
Yeah, and you could still be placing orders online. The pre-order, so the difference between pre-order and regular orders is we're giving away free shipping in the continental U.S. with pre-orders. So you're gonna get your mat shipped to your house for free at the price, and then. After, once we go on regular order, you're going to have to pay for shipping after that. So, I don't know what that's going to be. Hopefully, it's cheaper. I'm working with the United States Postal Service this week. I got a meeting with them to kind of figure out how we can dice down some of that.
Yeah, sure.
Price, and also international as well. So
yeah, yikes.
I'm going to look into that. So, that's kind of where the mats and sidebars are. If you're going to be at Kappa Cup next weekend, so not this weekend coming up, but the following one, we will be there with mats, so you can kind of check those out and see what they look like.
We'll have a current. Oh, we'll have the prototypes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I'll have the new mats there, and we'll take pre-orders there as well. So,
all right. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. So that's that, and then also let's see. So we'll be at Kappa Cup, hanging out.
Yep.
Doing our thing. You playing?
Oh yeah, I'll play. I'm gonna be at the
registered.
Yeah, I got registered. So I got the I'm going to do X-Wing and Legion because X-Wing Saturday, perfect. Legion that. I need to try to get my groove back after last Saturday. I got pummeled pretty good.
So you can see us next at Kappa Cup in 2 weeks. Yep. So then furthermore, state of the network, we have, for those of you that don't know, if you haven't seen, Legion HQ list building tool is actually now part of the 5th Trooper family. So they are part of our network, and we're hoping to help develop that tool and make it even more of what you out there need for list building and maybe other stuff in the future, and kind of understanding units, understanding your lists, and so on and so forth. So a lot of exciting things coming in the future for that. And so if you see Nick on the Discord or Facebook, Nick runs Legion HQ. Tell him hello and you know, ask him questions or ask us questions about Legion HQ, or let us know if you want what features or whatever you want to see. You know, we'd be glad to talk to you about that. So we got that going. Patreon, that's still going. So we're up to our third quarter. So that means this month coming up, November, we'll be shipping out our awards to the members that have been with us for the last three quarters. And so that'll be really exciting. We got the Dubacle t-shirts for the high level, as well as we have something special that I don't want to spoil because it's for Patreon members only. And if they want to spoil it once they get it, that's fine. But we'll be shipping those out next week. So if you are part of the Patreon, expect your stuff next month. I said next week, but I meant next month. Expect your stuff next month. And then if you're not part of the Patreon and you want to get part of it to help support us do things, that would be wonderful. Go check it out. You know, anything you can provide would help us immensely. And basically what it is it's allowing us to do like extracurricular stuff. Like, for instance, you know, we did a battle report last month with Kyle and Stephen McLaughlin, and we're going to do another one this month as soon as my office is set up and Evan and I can get in there. I think Mike Dash from Notorious Scoundrel said he would even drive up kind of be part of that as
well. Yeah, it'd be fun. Like,
So maybe even for the inaugural one, I can run the equipment and like the voiceover stuff, and maybe you and Mike can play. That'd be fun.
No, that'd be good. I mean, honestly, we've been planning to do these battle reports a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we've just run into a bunch of snafus with your office.
Yeah.
Or Jay specifically has run into a bunch of snafus with it getting done. And so, unfortunately, we apologized. We said we were going to have these out a while ago, but
we have the one out.
Yeah, we have the one.
So we all won this month, so we'll do that.
But, you know, I would have liked to have had more out. It just, didn't have the spot. You know, like
we're working on
it. Yeah, those are coming, and expect more of those once it's done.
And then, starting hopefully this month, we're going to have our first unit analysis video, unit breakdown video. Bosque is going to be our first one, and so that's coming soon. I have some work I have to do on that. So that's kind of the Patreon stuff. You know, we've been posting articles on our website. You know, this month has been crazy for all of us with all the different events and stuff going on, so we haven't been as consistent as we'd like to be, but we're going to start turning that around soon and get more focused on bringing you, you know, amazing articles. So that's going on. I did a live stream of one of my Invader League games on our YouTube channel that went pretty okay. But most of our live stream stuff is handled by Endless David. And, you know, he does it at his Yavin Base Twitch stream. There's a lot going on, and, we know there's a number of events coming up here soon, Warfare Weekend in November, PAX in December, and LVO in January.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
So there's a lot coming up. You may see us at some of those. LVO for sure. We're not concrete on the other two. We're still working those out to see if we're going to make it out, but, you know,
we'll see. You know, as much as I've been to PAX every year Unplugged since it's been last 2 years. PAX Unplugged started 2 years ago last year and this year.
And it's still a fair statement that you've been.
No, that's fair. It made it sound like, you know, from the dawn of time, I have been at PAX Unplugged.
Hey, a fact is a fact, man.
That's true.
You have been there every year.
That's true. So this year's the first year where I've been kind of like, do I want to go? You know, I was thinking about, like, because it's a trade show, and then you go and, like, you know, I normally just go and I play in events. I think they were on the fence about, like, if they're going to do an X-Wing event. They're doing a Legion event Sunday,
which
is cool. Like, it's just...
But Sunday's a crazy day to do it.
And especially for us who are probably leaving on Sunday.
Well, and for a Legion event. Like, no offense to Kappa Cups doing the same thing. I just find it odd that the day that you take the Fantasy Flight game that takes the longest to do, and you do it on the last day. That seems odd to me.
Yeah, so I think what happens a lot of the time is X-Wing usually pulls a bigger crowd. So
yeah,
it gets the Saturday.
Sure.
So far, right? And we'll see how it goes down the road. But so it gets that day, and then, you know, because normally what happens is they put them on the same day and you have to choose.
Well, okay, so here's my Kappa May, because it's a smaller event, so the table space is limited, right? Here's my thing with PAX.
Sure.
Last year, how many tables did they just have open and nothing going on for, like, all day long?
Yeah, remember that's that? Fair. Yeah, I don't know who's, like, who manages. I know the Cascade Games usually is the one who manages all that.
So, yeah, well,
but I think
Legion was managed just by PAX. And, I mean, quite frankly, I'll be completely honest. It was managed poorly last year by PAX. They brought me on as TO, like, at the last minute. And when I get there, there's no terrain. They had us one set of tables and then put us on another set of tables all of a sudden.
You know, I've noticed that was, like, Adepticon, too, right? Honestly, the only game store I've ever seen have, like, stuff ready for us is Just Games. And kudos to them for trying, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's, also, you know, just... just caring.
If I may, so since we're kind of talking state of the network and you just mentioned Just Games, Just Games in Rochester, New York will be one of our retail outlets for our mats. So they will actually be selling Fifth Trooper mats at Just Games out in Rochester, New York.
And if you haven't checked out their new location, they moved just like down on, they're in the same plaza they were. They moved down a couple spaces.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's big. It's clean. It's perfect. It's
so great. If you're ever in Rochester, New York, or up Syracuse, even if you're in Syracuse, it's about an hour drive out to the store from Syracuse. Go check it out. Just Games out in Rochester. They're very supportive of the gaming community and one of the better game stores up here in our neck of the woods.
No, they're pretty awesome. But so we'll be. So PAX is like, I think I'll go. I bought a hoodie 2 years ago that I've worn like every day I could because I paid, it was $75. So I was walking around PAX and I saw a hoodie. I'm like, well, that'd be a cool souvenir. I could actually get something out of that. And I got up, I waited in the line to pay and he's like, I didn't see the price. Is it $75? And I almost like, I'm like, excuse me, what? I'm like, there's no game under here. It's just the hoodie.
I don't know if you guys noticed. It's just a shirt.
Yeah, right. So I felt. So I'm like, well, after I walked away and I was with my buddy Brandon, and Brandon doesn't wear his tongue. He wants to keep it nice because mine's like kind of tattered at this point. But I'm like, I'm wearing this every day.
Well, that's the difference between a human and a trash panda.
Look, I'm getting my money.
The trash panda's gonna get his money worth out of whatever it is, even if it's free. He gets his money worth out of it. Yeah.
That's PAX is always fun though. So that's probably maybe.
So I was just talking crap about PAX, but yeah, I had a great time.
No, PAX is fun.
It's a ton of fun. And this is the same thing with Legion. If we don't have an organizer and Brendan kind of leading the charge, like sometimes Legion gets left behind, and it's because we're the new kids on the block.
Yeah,
we're starting to fill it out, but like really, all last year, we were maybe getting 64 players. Like that was kind of the peak. Now with Clone Wars coming out, there's a bigger chance we'll get.
It's 128, just you know, the problem is like no FFG game ever before that really required anything besides table space.
Yeah, right. And I think so we've mentioned this before, like Cascade. I talked to the guys at Cascade Games at Adepticon. I was like, why aren't you guys doing Legion? What's up with that? And he's like, do you know how much money it is to like travel with terrain and mats and like all this crazy stuff? He's like, X-Wing, we just bring some rolled up mats and throw them on the table when we're done and we can have the tournament. With Legion, it's you guys got tons of terrain that you need for that. And he goes, we can't afford to like ship that all over the place. Yeah. And they're right, you can't.
Yeah. That's it's a double-edged sword, right? We'll get there. But so speaking of all the stuff that's going on, I'll be at Serenity Games in Oneonta.
Yep.
This weekend with
this Saturday.
This Saturday with some mats. They're 19th. Doing a party. For the new
grand opening, right?
Yeah, for a new Legion release. Yeah. And so I'll be there for a couple hours between like 12 and 3 or 4.
Yeah, and so for any of you that can make it to that, go say hi to Evan. He will have the mud and salt.
Yep.
Matt, I may send him with a prototype or two if I trust him, but I don't know. This guy gets his grubby hands on things, and you never know what happens.
Well,
to
when
him.
I sleeps in my car, Matt's a great for blankses.
You know what I could send is the sidebars, so you could show those to people.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I'll take whatever.
So anyways, if you're in New York, Oneonta's towards the southern tier of New York. So, New York City, New Jersey, it's a few hour drive up, but go say hi to Evan. He'll be there. And then, like I said, next weekend, the 25th or 4th or whatever it is, we'll be at Kappa Cup all weekend.
And then I got one more.
Yep.
Hooded Goblin.
Yep.
So I'll be there. That's in November. I got my ticket for that.
That's the weekend before Warfare weekend.
I believe so, yes. I think so. So I'll be up there for that.
Okay.
The only caveat to that one, as long as weather permits, I've driven in some pretty garbage, and I'm not too afraid of it, but if it's going to be garbage the whole way up,
couple weeks, I think you'll be fine.
Hey, man, this is North Country. I don't...
Yeah, that is true.
I don't say anything like it's.
We literally, it could be 90 degrees that day, or we could have 5 feet of snow.
Like today, it's beautiful out, but a couple years ago, we had kids had to wear winter clothes over their costumes for Halloween.
That's right. We're in the unknown territories now.
Yeah, so I just put a caveat up there, be like, hey, I'll be there if I can, but if it starts blizzarding, I'm sorry, you're gonna have the ticket money, I guess. Like,
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think. I mean, you know, that's mostly what's happening with the Fifth Trooper Network. You know, you got your continued podcasts of ours and Notorious Scoundrels. And we're always searching for new ideas and new people to bring into the family if we think it makes sense for you guys, the audience. And we're going to keep working for you guys to make Legion a more accepting, open community. Not that it isn't already, but I just mean for bringing in new players and getting new people to play and getting you the tools that you need to, if you want to be competitive, to play competitively, if you want to be casual, to be casual. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, so that's the state of the network.
What are they talking about?
All right, so now let's talk about, we did this maybe a month or two ago now at this point, but I'd like to talk about it again. Let's talk about let's go into Speculation Corner and talk about what we think might be coming for Legion.
All right, so let's see. What I would like to see is, so Clone Wars, a lot of Disney, when they release one thing, like every avenue that can do it, does it. So for Battlefront 2, they've released Clone Commandos as a unit you can play as. Like you kill enough guys, you get like a kill streak more or less, and you get to play as a Clone Commando. And so that gave me hope that Republic Commando, the commandos from that, you'll actually get to play as in Legion. Or they'll release the Clone Commandos as, like, their own unit. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a little bit bigger. Like, they look bigger, and they've got more armor, and they look... So that, I'm super into that, because I'm totally painting them like the characters from that. Republic Commando is on Xbox. You can get it on anything now, I think. It's a first-person shooter, but it had, like, a great, like, narrative story that you play through as these, like, commandos. And an interesting bit of trivia about that is, so, right, like, every clone sounds the same. Right, they're all the same voice actor. But so George Lucas was in the room and they were talking about it, and he's like, you know, how about you paint their helmets different colors so you can tell them apart? And they go, oh, all right. You know, so they do sketches so they look like one looks burned, one looks yellow, explosive. And he goes, how about you give them different voices so you can pick them apart too? And he goes, oh, yeah. So they had like some interesting, like, because you play as the main voice of the clones, and the other guys have different, like, pitches for that. Another piece of trivia about that is, so you fight Trandoshans in the multiplayer. It's like you versus Trandoshans. And when they run, I think I've talked about this before, but they cut a pineapple in half and just slopped it on the table. So it's like slop, 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 slop. So all I can think of when I see Bossk and running is just like pineapple sounds like of him scooting around. But I'd like Clone Commandos. I think that'd be my pick for next cool thing.
Hmm. All right, so I'm going to do some... crazy math here. All right. So if we look at what's been released, okay. So Rebels/Republic just got R2-D2 C-3PO.
Yeah.
In the operative slot, right?
Yeah.
So Imperial is now short an operative slot.
Do you think it's 000? 000 and BT2?
Maybe.
I think that'd be cool.
I think what's going to happen, if I had to guess, is with the Mandalorian coming out.
Yeah.
They have an IG unit, so they may go with an IG-88.
That'd be cool. He's like, I kind of figured that Empire would just get all the bounty hunters. Like, they're missing like Dengar, Zuckuss and Forlom, and IG at this point, out of just like the more famous ones.
Yeah, I mean, they did Bossk, right? So so I would say IG-88's the next big one. They've already shown a liking to him in... X-Wing.
Yeah.
And Empire needs another operative slot to stay current, right? So maybe it's a dual bounty hunter. Maybe it's an IG-88, or maybe with the Mandalorian. I mean, we haven't seen it. We don't know anything about it. But from the trailers and the commercials, the Mandalorian bounty hunter is teamed up with an IG unit.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like so a double?
Maybe it's a double bounty hunter.
That'd be cool. I think a Zuckuss and Forlom would be cool because they're like the team, right? Yeah. Speaking of that, like I've been.
Oh yeah, they are a team, right?
Zuckuss Forlom be the two.
So maybe that's who they. Maybe that's who it would
That'd
be.
That'd be cool. That's like a. So I thought Bossk was a little bit of a deep cut. So everybody knows Boba Fett, right? He's even if you don't care about bounty hunters, you've heard at least him. So I thought Bossk, because he's in the movie for what, like a second,
right?
Right, like you know, he goes up and they scroll down his yellow suit. Same thing with like Dengar and all those other guys. So having any of the bounty hunters, unless you're a real Star, like I hate that term, real Star Wars fan, but you follow the lore a little bit more than just casually watching the movies. You don't know who he is, right? So I think that's cool that they did that. And so Zux and Forlorn would be a bit of a deep cut, and I like that.
Okay. All right. So they need an operative slot to compete with C-3PO and R2-D2, okay?
Yeah.
For an operative slot for the Empire, for classic Civil War, who do you put in there? So you got Rebels, right? You got an option with Rebels as well. And Rogue One. Who do you put in the Empire slot?
Empire slot.
For an operative.
So I've heard some rumblings. Everyone's been hoping and praying for like Iden from Iden's in X-Wing. Actually, the whole Infernal Squadron's in X-Wing.
I don't know who that is. Tell me who that is.
The main character of Battlefront 2 when you play through the story mode.
Yeah, okay. So, little side story. I refuse to buy that game or give my money to them because you know why? Screw them. Screw EA. That's
okay.
Why.
Well, anyway, she starts as an Empire person. She switches over to Rebellion near the end. Mm-hmm. Or like right near the beginning. They kind of, whatever. So she goes from one, she starts as Empire, turns into Rebellion. After they start just like nuking planets, whatever. But that'd be a cool double. Like you buy the one. I'm really waiting for them. Like you buy one unit and you can play as an Empire or Rebels.
Wait, well, okay. So R2 and C-3PO is Rebels or Republic.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's, come on. Let's put our collective brains together.
Okay.
For operatives.
Specifically for Empire.
Yeah.
I mean, all the bounty hunters are easy.
Did you see much of Rebels? I'm not like, 100% caught up on that.
Or Rebels? Yeah. I mean, you could do the Inquisitor.
Oh.
The Inquisitor, right?
Yeah.
Not just one of the... Or, right. He's got goons, right? You could make like an Inquisitor squad of goons, like the smaller guys.
Well,
like,
and you couldn't do Thrawn because like, he's more of a commander.
Fifth brother, seventh sister. Thrawn would be like a leader. He'd be like his own.
Yeah, right. He'd be the commander. Yeah,
Like even if they... I didn't think they were going to put Palpatine in the game. Because again, you've never... He's not really a battlefield kind of guy.
Right.
He's like a sit in the Death Star and plan, so... Thrawn could be, because in the comic books, in the books, he has some like action scenes where he's actually fighting, so it'd be neat to see him out there. I really want a Palpatine Sidious for, I know it's not quite Empire, but speaking of dual class guys,
yeah,
Grand Republic and the CIS, because you could just flip his card to whatever you want him to be.
You know who would be a good dual class guy? Lando.
Yeah. For oh
Empire and Rebels because he kind of turns on them,
oh I guess
and Empire
I guess
strikes back like
yeah
he's always got that duality even during Solo right like he was kind of like a
I was hoping more for when they find like we don't know but I'm assuming they'll eventually do a First Order Resistance factions and then they could Lando in the Resistance because he's gonna be in this next movie right
you know what would be great are you ready
I'm ready.
If they threw everyone off and they did Darth Maul robo legs from
legs?
From Rebels as an operative for the Empire.
So in he was
even though he hates the I know.
No, sure. So he was spider legs in the Clone Wars show and then in Rebels
right.
he had just like normal looking human
legs. Yeah.
But see that's something I would man, just take my money, FFG, if they made a box and you got Obi-Wan, the operative, and then Darth Maul, the operative. And like, yeah, Darth Maul could be an operative for CIS. He didn't join the CIS, but he worked for for Sidious, whatever. He can do that. Or he can be, he wasn't really Empire. They really need like a scum faction in this game at this point. They're kind of getting
Who
there with some of these.
Who would be an operative? Is there any, let's see.
For Empire, Inquisitor would be okay,
because
he's pretty like, you could do Seventh Sister or Fifth Brother. Those are other Inquisitor guys who are kind of like named people in Rebels. You could do Mistress Tua from Rebels. She wasn't bad. You could do any of the Inferno Squadron guys because they were on the ground. They were like shock troops who flew ships and fought.
Mm-hmm.
Iden comes to mind again for that. You could do. The problem was like Rogue One really just had Krennic.
Yeah.
Like, they really didn't introduce anybody else who's alive still.
Right.
They could do... I know there's probably people who are listening to this, like, shouting at their MP3 players.
They'll
like,
message us. They did last time.
Or we're just like, derp, what, derp. But for... So you got to think two things on this. something somebody would know, right? Like, as much as I love Darth Revan, putting Darth Revan as a Galactic doesn't make any sense, right? Or too deep a cut.
Where I would argue that is Sabine.
She's pretty popular.
For people who watched Rebels, or who are generally aware of Rebels, but if you're an old school guy who's playing and only watched the original trilogy,
I'll
who is Sabine?
I was about to, because if you even touch Star Wars these days, Sabine's in like Irv or thing.
So, okay, so think about it this way too. They did Luke and Alex did an interview with the Scoundrels a month or so ago, and they said that Lucasfilm says, "Oh, hey, you know, we're doing a push for original trilogy.
Yeah,
what can you guys do to support it?" And that's how they got the operatives out.
Yep.
Oh, Operative Vader and Operative Luke.
Yep.
So, what's coming up? The Mandalorian. Maybe there's something in there.
I assume they'd have. There's got to be an Imperial somebody, right? That's the thing. Like, there's so much that's known that's not known by the general public for that. Like, they show pictures of like a guy lined up with Death Troopers. Like that guy.
He had like a commander's suit on.
That guy maybe could be something, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know his name, but there's. I think especially with the new game coming out, Fallen Order. Like, I would love to see that has the.
Is that the one with Saw Gerrera?
Young Saw, and the new character. I would love if they dipped into these shows or movies. Like Mandalorian, he's in the game now. The main character from Fallen Order, he's an operative for Rebels now. Like, that's Saw is a great operative for Rebels. Like, it's Imperials is tough because I could just the easy answer is bounty hunters because that's kind of their thing, right?
I would say the easy out is IG-88.
IG, Forlom, Zuckuss, Dengar. I mean, Dengar's a big. Use Boba Fett's like best bud kind of thing, like to release him. It'd be cool if he had a teamwork with Boba Fett.
Oh yeah, that'd be good.
I think that'd be my dream again is like a Scum faction's tough because you have to come up like, do you just release them solo? Do you release them with a core box or somebody else? And if you do them solo, is it just like the Hutt cartels? Is it Black Sun?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because the original trilogy stuff, including Solo and Rebels, and Rogue One, if you put all that together. I don't know as much about Rebels, but like The Force Awakens, when they were on that ship with Han Solo, when Han Solo and Chewbacca first come in, and then they have the two.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I forgot the name of those. Yeah. You got a guy up there.
Yeah, I got the guy up there.
The cool, like, bullseye helmet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they had, like, just these nondescript soldiers that were part of Scum and Villainy, you know? So that's. You don't really get that sense in, like, the Galactic Civil War
stuff. No, you could do the Hutts. I think that's what's interesting about Scum and Villainy, because you could almost do a Scum and Villainy for each era.
Yep.
Because they each have, like, and then you could have Hondo's Pirates.
Yep.
In the next, like, the Galactic Civil War. That'd be really cool. Because, I mean, in the interesting thing, like, take the board game Outer Rim, right? So there's little ships that fly around. There's Republic, Imperial. Then there's Hutt and Cartel. They made, like, the Blatsung Syndicate and then the Hutts. They made specific point to, maybe they just needed four things and they made those, but they're making points to like make sure you know that these are different, right? It's kind of like they trained the consumer to be like, okay, like when they re-released paint jobs for some X-Wing ships, they had the Black Sun Syndicate logos on them, and that's kind of like a deep cut. Like, I used to be pretty into like Star Wars, and I didn't know what the Black Sun was until I had to like look it up and play some game. Like, it wasn't just like a on the cuff thing to know.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be interesting if they're slowly just kind of like, so, because I've seen that logo enough now, and I know Prince Zizor and Guri, like some of his cohorts, that if they release them as a unit, I'd be like, oh, hey, it's Prince Zizor from, to me, he's from X-Wing, but he's from something else.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it's interesting. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up here, but I would say IG-88.
Yeah, I mean, he's cool. Like, right, any of the bounty hunters are just cool.
It's just an odd release schedule, too. Like, I get, like, Lucasfilm being like, yo, we want to focus on OG stuff, right? So they're like, okay, Operative Luke, Operative Vader. But then it's like, oh, now we got Operative C-3PO and R2-D2, and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
what
so
about
it's,
Empire?
You're running into the, I mean, it fills that thing that the, because Rebels don't have a, they have secret mission now.
Yep.
And I think that was kind of a big miss that Jyn Erso didn't get a secret mission card or something. Because that's kind of her thing, right? Like, get the plans, something like that.
I think, you know, funny, Scoundrels on their podcast yesterday did a great... they're doing these hot take segments now where they just talk up something that may or may not be good, but they just take a... And Mike brought up a point about Pathfinders and Jyn Erso, which I thought was great, because I wrote that article about Jyn a few months back. And so I think she's good. I think she's... Especially with the points decrease, I think there's something there. So we got to, you know...
You know, it's interesting, because I still think she's bad. But then again, like, it's so comfortable to use the things that are good, it's dangerous to experiment when... Right when you don't feel like it's safe, and then you lose one game, and even though that's not enough data, you're like, ah, wow, this is terrible, right?
So let me ask you this, real quick, wrapping it up, because I think we've talked about this briefly before, but I thought I'd just ask. So purchasing new units wise, you're going to focus on clones, and I'm going to focus on CIS.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this, like, I think I'm still going to buy everything for both the Civil War factions.
Dude, it's so bad, right? Like,
because I love, I
just like the stuff.
I absolutely, positively love Civil War era. Like,
it's my favorite.
And I'm going to keep buying into both of those because I love them so much. I think I'm going to just go with droids and get it all. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm going to field that army until there's enough stuff that I feel comfortable with it. But I know I just have zero interest in clones and like the Jedi. Like, I just don't care about it.
So I think they're just cool. To me, like, I don't have a massive interest in them. I'm not like Clone Wars are my favorite, but I like Obi-Wan. I like him a lot and pretty much just one of my favorite characters. So I was just cool to play him. And I'm not the clone gameplay, I'm not really into, but it's just I played Rebels for a while now. I played Imperial, didn't really latch onto him, even though I played him for a while. Then I played Rebels, and they're fun. I just don't really care for any of the commanders all that much. They just don't grab me as a... I don't really want to play as Leia or Luke. They're not bad characters, just me personally. I don't want to play as that hero. Same thing, Han and Chewie I did. I don't know, that I don't really care for how they play. So Obi's like, hey man, just get me to the front lines. Use those clones, get me up there, and then we'll have some fun. So so I'm going to give it a shot.
It's interesting. You know, I'm finding myself glad, like happy that Clone Wars is coming.
Yeah.
And because it's going to bring in more people, the game's going to grow.
Yeah.
Not as interested in going all in like I did with the other two, but like I've been finding myself just keep building Empire lists. I think I'm an Empire player through and through, and I just got to stick with it. But like, I think I'll get droids, I'll put them together, I'll play with them. But like, for the most part, I'll probably just end up sticking with Empire or
Rebels. Well, that's what's nice about it, right? Like, there's no... They're not just abandoning a faction for the other two. So if you just want to play Empire, you'll still get something new every once in a while. You're going to have to wait because these other two factions need time to catch up, right? They've got like a year to try to put out product for. But you don't have to switch. Like, there's nothing. And they're releasing card packs, so you don't have to buy new units. Like, you don't have to do anything.
Right, it'll be great.
Like, this is the first time when FFG said, you can buy a single faction that I'll actually believe them once these packs come out. Because even in X-Wing right now, I had to buy a Republic... resistance ship to get a one cannon for my scum list. Like, that felt... And it was a $30 ship that I just took one card of. That felt pretty bad.
Yeah.
And they said that wasn't going to be a thing in 2.0, and here I am buying a $30 ship for one card. So Legion has been less that. Granted, back when I needed frags, I had to buy a bunch of Wookiees.
Except for we have to buy B1s and clone troopers to get the link targeting array, binoculars.
I think those are coming in the card pack.
Oh, good.
I think so.
Well, they come out Friday, too, I think.
Yeah, it all comes out Friday.
What we'll do is I'll meet you at the store, and I'll buy a card pack, and
maybe
we'll see what's in there.
Just record us opening it or something. That might be...
Yeah, that'll be good.
This is a decent little thing.
But all right, everybody. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for joining us again, and we'll talk to you next week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.